The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Agency is proposing an exception to the Endangered Species Act. It would allow a few endangered animals to be imported in order to benefit the overall species. Under current law, a U.S. citizen can't import an endangered species to a zoo, a tannery, a game farm, or anywhere else. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on the zoological and political fight behind the proposal.
It's not that hard to kill a straight-horned markhor, but for an American citizen, the act is pretty pointless. The only reason to kill a markhor, which is a type of goat, is to display its impressive head and horns in a trophy case. But because the straight-horned markhor is endangered, and because it lives in Pakistan, you can't legally import markhor heads, horns, or bodies to America. But under a new policy, that all might change. The Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish and Wildlife and Parks, David P. Smith, says Pakistan has done such a good job protecting its markhor population that they should be allowed to make money off markhor hunting, which will encourage further protection of the species. And it's not just the markhor. Smith is proposing that importation be allowed for several endangered species overseas.
Before we take the next step of allowing very limited imports of any particular species or parts, we would demonstrably make what's called an enhancement finding, which is a very scientific look at whether or not that specific import of that specific species would result in a overall enhancement to the survival of that species in the wild.
Donald Barry, vice president of the Wilderness Society, sees a downside.
In some countries, the population status of a species will change. It may take a downturn, but the country is so dependent on that foreign currency coming in that they don't have the ability to say no. They don't have the ability to then start cranking down on the number of permits that are issued. And when you start turning wildlife into moneymakers for a desperate or dependent foreign government, you start running into problems.
But David P. Smith defends allowing the imports of some endangered animals, partly on the grounds of bipartisanship. He points out that it was actually the previous administration which first floated the idea. Donald Barry, who held Smith's very position during the Clinton administration, admits that the idea did come up and was rejected for a reason.
Yes, in fact, we started thinking about this idea, we started talking about it, but we never rolled it out because we didn't feel that we had come up with a sufficient level of safeguards that truly would produce a very tangible and demonstrable benefit to an endangered species overseas.
We were alarmed by this proposal in some ways.
Janet Hemley is the World Wildlife Fund's Vice President for Species Conservation.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has not really demonstrated a process that could consider how any new proposals to allow trade in endangered and threatened species can really enhance their survival.
David Smith says not only can the plan work, it already has, with pandas, an endangered species who've benefited from loan programs to zoos. Donald Barry says pandas aren't a good example of what would happen to most species.
A panda is in a different league in many respects because it's so unique and so beloved and it's so instantly a huge media event. Pandas get such scrutiny.
In other words, the panda's high cuddly quotient acts as its own insurance policy, a trait not shared by the Asian bony-tongued fish, or the Morlitz crocodile from Mexico, or the straight-horned markhor. All of those creatures are mentioned as endangered animals which may be affected by the new policy. The plan is first, the names of the species will appear in the Federal Register during a comment period. Then, they may appear in fish tanks, on walls, or in shoe stores near you. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.